Phone Boy Speaks, episode 123, LastPass. LastPass is a tool that I've known about for some time, but I've kind of shied away from using password managers because I'm pretty good at memorizing passwords, and I pick good enough passwords that I can remember that tend to meet all the requirements and stuff. But as the number of sites that I've been accessing has gone up, and there's some passwords I just for the life of me can't remember because I never use them, I figured it might not be a bad idea to have a password manager. Now, LastPass has been thoroughly vetted by a number of people as far as being very secure, keeping all the data local on your system as much as possible. And they do store stuff on their servers, which if you're syncing between computers, you need to do that. But everything that they transmit up to them is all encrypted. And it's encrypted really well, unlike Evernote. So I just kind of thought that was a good thing. But what did it for me was the fact that, so there's a couple things. First of all, it's got mobile clients for just about everything, which is fantastic. But the other thing you can do aside from the different password management stuff, and it can autofill forms and all of that stuff. But what I like is that with different records, you can also create notes that are not just text, but actual files. And there are a few pieces of information I keep in files. And those files can be attached to notes. They can be attached to sites, and I can reference them. And because there are a few pieces of data that don't necessarily fall into the text category that I want to keep and potentially reference later, but I want to keep them secure. And so for me, LastPass is also a secure note-taking thing, and it's actually a whole lot cheaper than Evernote, too. It's like $12 a year to do that and also use it on across mobile devices. So for me, LastPass is actually a whole lot more than just a password management solution. It's actually sort of a secure information store. And granted, I don't think it's meant to store large files. I'm sure there's probably some limit that I haven't run into yet. But in any case, for $12 a year, it's making it somewhat easier to log into sites and have all the passwords actually encrypted in some really insanely strong way. And they're always looking at how things are done, and they're sort of tweaking things on the fly to make it that much better. So they have a pretty good track record. They say there are a number of experts that have reviewed what they do and have been sufficiently impressed by their service that I felt pretty good plonking down the $12 for a year to see how I could use it. And I've already taken some of my secure information out of Evernote and put it into LastPass. And, when my membership for Evernote expires, who knows? In any case, I think it's, I think it's definitely worth checking out. You can try it for free. The mobile apps will require you to be a premium member. As I say, it's like $12 a year, and you can pay with PayPal or credit card. So it's definitely worth checking out if you're looking for a way to keep track of your passwords, autofill forms, and also other data, and have it be secure and accessible in a number of web browsers or mobile devices. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.